everyone. My name is Annika, and I'm here with Lena and Ralphie. We are here to tell you about the way the Atlantic sturgeon traveled through our history.
Did you know that the Atlantic sturgeons were around for over 120 million years? They were around in the Cretaceous period when dinosaurs were around. They are really old. You might be curious about what they ate back then. I was too. Because today, they eat insects, small animals, small fish, mud, and debris. We think that they ate the same thing back then too. To eat all that food, they have hard plates inside instead of teeth to crunch up the clams and insects. Some more adaptations on the Atlantic sturgeon are their scales and tube-shaped mouth. They have thick scales to prevent injury. They have their tube-shaped mouth to get food easier. They were also around when explorers came and with the Native Americans.
But the Atlantic sturgeons nearly got extinct due to many people catching them and the fact that they can't find places to hatch their eggs. That was in the late 1800s. It's not like they needed to catch the sturgeon. I mean, what gave them the right to take creatures out of their habitat? Then people realized that these fish are historic creatures that they could study. Who wouldn't want to study a fish that can grow super tall and some can get up to 800 pounds? Also, due to its size, it is the largest creature in the James River.
Became dedicated to conserving and rebuilding the population of the Atlantic sturgeon. They protect and study them by catching them and tagging them. They preserve and restore their habitat, and they help them spawn by putting rocks in the James River. They make sure they are living a healthy life and try to make sure that no boats harm them. They help the Atlantic sturgeon make a comeback.
Now the question is, can you help them too? You could stop pollution from home by planting plants and trees to absorb rainwater, because rainwater is the main source of pollution. You could volunteer to help pick up trash near the James River. You could tell fishermen that if they're catching the Atlantic sturgeon, they should stop. Spread the news. Together, you and I can make a difference. We can help our community. We can keep history safe. But we can only do that if we take action. If we just sit around and want to help but not do anything, we won't help anyone. This is history we're talking about, everyone. I mean, did you know that the Native Americans wrote on the back of the Atlantic sturgeon as a rite of passage toward manhood? And without the Atlantic sturgeon, the Jamestown settlers wouldn't have been able to survive during the starving time? Isn't that amazing? We've got to make a difference, and we can, but only if you help and try.
Some of the information was used from the following websites: bayville.thankport.org, www.fws.gov Chesapeake Bay, www.fishersnoaa.gov, thejamesriver.org.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you will make the right decision and do what's right for these majestic animals. This podcast is written by Lena, Ralphie, and Annika. The research is also by Ralphie, Annika, and Lena. See ya!